Thank you. This is the third time lecture. Lecture 3, I talk about double linear four algebras. So first, I want to talk again what is the cut theorem. This time, I give a cut theorem says the indecomposable the Q representations. Q is a quiver. And it's corresponding to the positive root. Of the corresponding E cosmodic algebra G. And in fact, the theorem contains the three parts. First one, it says for any dimension vector M, here M is a indecomposable Q representation. This set exactly equal to this is a root system, positive root system. Okay, this is a positive root system. Okay, of G. And the second one says if alpha is a positive root, this is a real root, then there exists only one up to isomorphism. Indecomposable M with dimension vector M equal to alpha. The third part they say if alpha the imagined root, then they say exists many indecomposable M such that the dimension vector M equal to alpha. So one means that the many here. If you consider the question over this finite field, then this many means this one. Then you can have this alpha Q, this one, is equal to the number I saw cos of indecomposable Q representation M with the dimension vector M equal to alpha. So that they charge how many indecomposable modules with this dimension vector, okay? Over this finite field Q. And then there is a proposition that there is a conclusion by cut. They say, in fact, this one, this number, is of course, is determined by, is dependent on Q. They say, in fact, this is a polynomial in Q with rational coefficients. So when your finite field become larger and larger, then the indecomposable modules become many and many, much and much. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. Then this is polynomial. Okay, good. And what is the fundamental question in the representation theory of quiver? The fundamental question called the cut conjecture. say this polynomial alpha is a Q polynomial. But if you take Q equal to zero, that means it's a constant term of this polynomial. They say it should be equal to the multiplicity of these roots in smoothly algebra. So just this one. Kac-Moody algebra means. Sorry? Right, right. Just over complex numbers. Okay. So this is my first part of talk. Second one, I talk about the double ring of algebra. But because of too many notations, I use a slide for this part, okay? So what is a double ring of algebra? I take K is a finite field. A Q is just the number of the order of this finite field. And V is just the square root of Q. And the Kac conjecture is only for the Q, for quiver. But we consider this question for any finite dimensional Hereted algebra. Okay? I take A in the finite dimensional Hereted K algebra. And then I take this flower P, that is the isomorphic class of all A modules. Okay? And I write alpha belong to P, that means alpha is isomorphic class of module. And V alpha is just the representative of this module. Okay? Good. And R is isomorphic class of simple A modules. Okay? It's the index set of simple modules as before. Then we have this filtration number. Okay, this moment I take this field, not a complex number, but just a real number. But this doesn't matter, okay, in general. This is my third time to write down what is a ring of algebra. I write down here, this is a ring of algebra, I take the I vector space with this basis. But you find some difference. Because I add to the K alpha. K alpha U lambda, something like this one. Because this K alpha is just the elements in the Gaussian subalgebra of quantum group. Just the torus. Because I want them to become the Hopf algebra. So I must add it to the Gaussian subalgebra. Otherwise, it's not right. Okay. This is, this is the Hopf algebra. In the following sense, what is the multiplicity of this algebra? In fact, it's just given by the ringer, this is a twist ringer whole algebra, in the same sense. The multiplication is there, okay? Same as before, okay? And of course, this is an ordinary relation, this 2-1, just the torus commutated with your Borel parts, okay? That's like this one, okay? This is always same, okay? In quantum group. And then I say there is a co-multiplication. Given in a homological way, in a global way. This co-multiplication given by J. Green, here, there. The U lambda plus, then you have the tensor product, the form of this one. Okay, good. And also we have the formula for antipode. But of course, you have meaning, what means co-multiplication and the antipode in the language of repetitions over the quiver. There's some meaning of that. In fact, this is a from the very interesting formula by J. Green, I think. This depends on this homological formula. Here, A alpha is just as before, this is the order of the automorphic group of the V alpha. Okay? And then this is very interesting formula. Of course, because this one, we know if we put the torus to the ring of algebra together, then it's a Hopf algebra in a very explicit way, the Hopf algebra. But I want to say, we call this the Green formula. But if I remember, I asked the Lustig. Lustig said, before this formula, I know it already. he can use it already. I think it's right. That's right. Maybe Schiffman, you know that. I think at least for composition subalgebra, and I think that this formula, at least some Lustigen understands some before this formula. He said that, but anyway, what we call this the Green formula. Then we have this Hopf algebra. You know, for Hopf algebra, we really want to find some non-trivial example of Hopf algebra. But of course, if you have the rectangular quiver or rectangular over the finite dimensional hierarchy algebra, then this Hopf algebra is really very non-commutative, non-co-commutative Hopf algebra. Good. Okay. For this Hopf algebra, we have some subalgebra. First, the subalgebra is just given by this K alpha. This is just torus. Okay, that's okay. The second one, you forget this torus. That's still a subalgebra, but not the Hopf subalgebra. This subalgebra is just ordinary Ringel's Hopf algebra, twist form. Okay. And also we have a subalgebra given by, generated by UI, this I from the, that's a simple module over the quiver. This is the composition subalgebra. Okay. And then, I say, also you have another Hopf algebra in the dual form, H minus A, also in this form. And then you have a similar way to get the Hopf algebra, just as the first part over here, H part over here. And then I say, in fact, there is a dual between these two Hopf algebra. This is given by this pairing. This pairing also given by a homological formula. In some sense, it came in this way. And this pairing is orthogonal and non-degenerate. It's very easy from the formula here. Orthogonal and non-degenerate. Okay, good. That's okay? That's all right? And then what is the property for this pairing between these two Ringel Hopf algebra, the positive part and the negative part, okay? They say this the pairing is a skew Hopf pairing. It is easy to verify this one. And then if you have the a pair of Hopf algebra that dual each other, of course there is a way by Greenfield called the Greenfield double. And then you have a Greenfield double structure for this the Hopf algebra, okay? I call this DA is called the double Ringel Hopf algebra. Of course I use the torus twice, so I should cancel a little bit, but I here it's just an omitted that, okay. Then anyway, this, we have the double, triple double of this Hopf algebra. I call this the double Ringel Hopf algebra. What is the end of my, this lecture? First, I want to show you this double Ringel Hopf algebra is 100% quantum group. It's really quantum group. Second, I want to tell you, use this double Ringel Hopf algebra, we can prove the cut theorem there. Okay. We can prove the cut theorem there. Okay. Okay, what is the result for this double Ringel Hopf algebra? Of course, the first one I said before, but here I use for the double form. Okay. The first thing that is given by Ringel for finite type, for general type like Green. They said, you have triple single quantum group for your Gaussian datum. That's right. And also you have the corrected algebra corresponding to that Gaussian datum. Then you have this Ringel Hopf algebra. And then you can take this composition subalgebra of this double Ringel Hopf algebra. They say these two guys isomorphic each other. That's this the Greenfield Chimbor quantum group is really canonical isomorphic to this subalgebra of this double Ringel Hopf algebra. Okay. Okay. That's a Borel subalgebra. That's just the Ringel Hopf algebra before we say this one. Right? H here. Right? Here is H. Okay, just by this one. This is just Ringel Hopf algebra. But what is the double? Double just put the Gaussian just put the torus to them, and then you have positive part and negative part in pairing them. This is artificial way. Of course, if I have a way to define a Hopf algebra over derived category, that should be better, but I have no way this one. So, this as a for the custom multi algebra, for quantum groove, the two are this one. First, you give the Chevalier generators, positive parts and the negative parts, they pair them. Okay. Just the same as here. But anyway, it's just from the Gringo algebra. Then this get this triple double. Okay? Okay, good. So, we know this composition subalgebra realize this Trimble-Trimble quantum group. That's right? Okay. And of course, the question is that how to measure the difference and the common sense between DA and CA? This moment, we know this is a quantum group, but this is just a double ring of algebra. I say, what is the difference between them? Okay. So, this is the main question for this talk. Okay, this, you know what is a double ring of work. Now I go into third part. The integrable modules and correct formula. Similar definition as the D algebra, we say a weight module but over this double ring of algebra. Because double ring of algebra also created by the weight system. This weight is given by the dimension vector of the rib tangents over that finite dimension of Hilbert algebra. Okay, this is also created by this quotidical group in some sense. Okay, then we can define what is the weight of the DM module. And I say this is the integrable if for any vector in module and the Chevalier generators here, they say exist a number such that ui plus, you know, this corresponding to the composition algebra, this is the Chevalier generators or composition algebra. They're just the Chevalier generator corresponding to that simple repetitions over the quiver, Q, okay? They say this one equal to zero for big N. So that's Diophantine condition, okay? Locally Diophantine condition, that's right. Okay, that's all. And then I introduce strong dominating wax system. Maybe dominate. What makes a strong dominating? This means for this kind of wet, such that this is the Galois datum here, this is always positive. But for dominating means the non-negative. But here I ask the strictly positive, okay? For all I, this one. But this is just a technical reason, okay, for this one. Good. And we have a theorem. But this theorem is just to do this according to the Kasimuthi algebra, the same way. Not depend on Kasimuthi algebra, but use the same way to get this theorem. The theorem says the category O plus plus. This means the subcategory of in category O generated by integrable highest weight. The same definition of the of the cosmodia module. High SUS DM module. Of the high school weight lambda is a strong dominating weight. This subcategory is completely reducible. And of course, this is first proof for quantum proof by the Lucci. This is the same here, this one. And what is irreducible object in this subcategory? What is irreducible one? That is of the form given by Professor Kumar. It's just like this one. L lambda is the quotient of Vima module. Also, you can define the Vima module. Here, sigma I, this one, given by this idea, left idea, lambda I plus 1. So what does that mean? That means this module is a simple module. And then there's no extension between those simple modules. If this lambda belongs to the x plus plus. Okay. So let's just mean this one. Good. So sorry? That means for soon generated by this kind of module, this is simple objects, and then there is no extension between these simple objects. That means completely reducible. Okay, right? And of course, I like this theorem, second one. The theorem says if the for this kind of L lambda here, this is an integrable, irreducible highest weight DM module. This means this lambda belongs to the strong, stronger, and also here lambda belongs to this one. And then I have a correct formula for this one. E is just the formal E function. Okay. Sigma over this well group. And E rule minus the same definition for this rule, function rule. And also here, okay. Maybe I use this one. Good. I should give some remarks. Why we have a well group? Because we can prove that the Ringel-Hohr algebra is independent on the orientation of the quiver. Only depend on the graph. Then, for any BGP reflection, you can apply this BGP reflection to the Hohr algebra. They induce the reflection on dimension vector in the composable objects. Then that's the generalized well group. Of course, this well group is same as the Kac-Moody well group. But I don't want this formula to depend on Kac-Moody algebra. Okay, I really prove this one according to Kac-Moody how to do that. But I want independent with the Kac-Moody algebra because I want to use this one to prove Kac's theorem. Okay, this is the first remark. Second one, here's what is this one? Of course, this should be root positive root system. But I only assume here this is dimension vector of indecomposable A modules. Okay, so before the cut theory, I do this one. And also, this number, of course, if you connect this number with the cut conjecture there, and this number is larger than that one, okay? Then larger. So this means this becomes larger and larger when Q becomes larger and larger. When your final field becomes larger and larger. So I think this formula is a very good connection between Kac-Moody algebra, representational quiver, and the quantum group. The till some more information from this point. Okay. Good. This is just sure. Yes, because what is L lambda? L lambda is M lambda. Quotient M lambda. What is M lambda? M lambda is just the negative part of just the Borel part. What is the Borel part for our quantum whole algebra? That is is indexed by the all modules over this Q, over this finite field. So that means M lambda, how large of this M lambda depends on your Q. Right? That's all.
This
algebra depends on ordinary field.
On complex
numbers. On complex or real numbers. That's okay. And then, but the representation of quiver over finite field. We have two things. Representation of quiver over finite field. And then if you use this information, we have an algebra called whole algebra over complex numbers.
Then I don't understand. When you vary Q, you have many different L lambdas.
No, lambda is fixed. What is lambda? Lambda is just the position, just the weight of that one. But for example, that's okay. I think we can talk later. Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Of course, this depends on Q. H. How large of this H A? How large is this algebra? No, I'm sorry. That's all right? Okay, good. But I think this point, okay. This is a changing thing. This is a good point, okay. Okay. And now I will go into the next part called the decomposition. Or the decomposition of the DA. The decomposition of DA. So you see, we have the composition subalgebra. Is a subalgebra of the HA, is a whole algebra. And that is graded by NI, is graded by West system. Okay? And also CA is graded by NI also. Okay. And I define what is D0A, that is just this is the composition subalgebra, the positive part and the negative part. Okay, this is a technical thing. And then I have a pairing. You remember I have pairing between positive part and negative part. The pairing is orthogonal and non-degenerate, as I said. Professor Dong yesterday, I think. If you have a pairing, non-degenerate, and then you have any subspace here, you can choose the orthogonal part of that one. So if I choose the composition algebra, it's just a subalgebra, just a subspace of this whole algebra, then we get this orthogonal part of this one. Okay? So this is just the leading algebra way to do this one. So we take a C, A here, then for C plus A, the orthogonal part is just A minus part, this one. So I take this the subspace. And then, of course, if I take the C minus A, I get the L plus part of this one, just this one. And then I can get the D1. What is D1? D1 means you put together the first CA and your L part, okay? Then we continue. I find this D1A. I define this D1A. But I find this D1A is still a proper subalgebra of this double ring of algebra. So I should continue. In fact, this is a step by step. You continue to get a D0, D1, and then you get a D2 and so on, just like this one. And then you get all, finally, that limitation is a whole double ring of algebra. Okay, good. How to explain this one? I explain this one. But I have some points. I should point out that. So I use this diagram to show the properties of this one. What means that? I use this diagram to approach this. That's for this part, the smaller part of this one, this is our CA, composition subalgebra. And then you're going to, because your algebra is graded by the weight system, you find the first position there, your composition subalgebra is the proper of the whole algebra. And then you should get the orthogonal part, orthogonal part, complementary part of that one. And then you become larger. And then you continue, you become larger. And then you continue, okay. But there is a observation, important observation. Where is your position you should put the orthogonal part to the composition algebra? Or to the smaller ones? They say only this position, that's the pi m, lie in the fundamental set. Fundamental set means this one. But if we familiar with the Cottesmore algebra, this means the pi m, if there is a root, there should be a fundamental imaginary root, right? Okay. So that only that part position is the fundamental imaginary root. Okay. Second one, I say, what is the new, when your new, this is a new part put to the old part, okay? They say, in this subspace, any element is a primitive one. Any elements in the primitive one. Okay, good. Then I choose the basis of this the L pi M plus and so on. No, I have no that one. Maybe there. I choose the basis. Then also I have this notation. First one, what is eta m here? Eta m just the margin of this the new subspace to that one. This margin, okay. And what is the new generators? I choose new generator. I just choose from this the subspace. Choose any basis of that one. Okay. What is the theorem? The theorem says if we finish this one. I'm sorry for this part because this is just some linear algebra. Because you, I'm sure you have some confusion about this one. But anyway, I give the answer for this. What means that? This is the answer, in fact, by the Semihand and the Feynman. They say double ring of algebra, DA. And then you cut them to compose them with this the approaches. Then they say this in fact for new generators and so on, that is the quantized enveloping algebra of generalized. Cuts Moody. This is generalized Cuts Moody algebra. What means generalized? This generalized Cuts Moody type, of course, you should have ZI, because this is the original Cuts Moody. And then you have new generator now, J here. And also, you still have this binidian form, and this is the Gaussian datum. What is this Gaussian datum? This is, you expect this is a Borsche. Gaussian datum. So what means that? That means this DA is quantized M-looping algebra of generalized Cuts Moody algebra in the sense of the Borsche, okay? And in fact, what means this one? This means you can prove this one. No, it's a very bad way to write down here. Okay. Let me just here. To prove what? DA by generators XI, YI, and K alpha. If I belong to I, this XI just the vector corresponding to the simple representations of the quiver Q. If I belong to I, but also belong a new generator. We have this orthogonal space. We choose the basis. That's a new generator, okay? And alpha also. And this also the situation for this Cuts Moody algebra, for generalized Cuts Moody algebra. This is the root corresponding to the simple roots. That's not nearly independent. They're not nearly independent. That's because the Gaussian part is smaller in some sense. Okay? Just you ask the first thing I remember. Maybe that's the imaginary roots, simple roots, maybe not the nearly independent in that the Gaussian part. Okay, this one. And generalized by this one and defined relation. Just the quantum set of relation and some lines. That's why I don't want to write on them. In fact, I'll satisfy this the quantum set of relation. That is the general, that's the defining relation. Okay, good. So, now, we're back to Cuts theorem. And Cuts conjecture. How to back to Cuts theorem and Cuts conjecture. This is the point here. Just point here. Okay, I'll use here. Maybe first one. For Gaussian datum, first you have a Gaussian datum corresponding to this quiver, corresponding to finite dimensional Hilbert algebra. Then you have the Cuts Moody, right? That's G. You remember that, okay? And then here, of course, for these new generators, there is a generalized Cuts Moody. G sheet, okay, like this one. Of course, this new general contains this I. This is just cosmology. So, this is a subalgebra of this generalized cosmology. But I say that with same root system, why you notice that for this general cosmology, what happens for this new generator here? I say the position for this new generator here in G, the position is just in the fundamental imaginary roots. So that means you put the many new generators to this algebra, but that position is the original one, imaginary roots there. Okay? So that means you have the same root system. Okay? Good. But this E algebra is a larger one, is a general cosmology. Okay. And then, for lambda is a strong dominating weight, you consider L lambda over dA. Then you have formula here. Right? But if you consider L lambda over, this is a generalized, this is a UQ, generalized cosmology. This one, of course, you have the same way as the cosmology algebra to get this is the correct formula for this one. What is the correct formula here? The correct formula is this one. And the same of the denominator, but the denominator, they should be, this denominator should, this should be root system for this one. But I say root system for this, the general cosmology algebra is the same as this one, so I use the I plus, okay? And then here, 1 minus E minus alpha, here is the multiplicity of this, the G theta. What is the multiplicity of this G theta? Of course, this is a subalgebra of this one. So this multiplicity here is larger than this one, right? Because they use the same root system. Okay, I just use M alpha plus something. Plus P alpha Q. That's all right? Then you compare these two formula here. They should be equal to each other. Equal to each other means this guy equal to this guy for largest number. Okay, this guy. So I guess I alpha Q equal to M alpha plus P alpha Q. Good. This means cut zero for retention over the quiver. Why? I explain that. For any alpha. Huh? For any type. What's the question? Sorry.
The correlation here is over P plus.
Yes. Yes. I mean that if this formula equal to this formula, the first, of course, I should prove this one should be equal to this one. This is just the first conclusion in the cut theorem. Right? Okay. And then stronger things here. Good. And what that means? And what is the P alpha Q here? If alpha is real roots, and I say new generator here only happens in the imaginary roots. So what means that? That means there's no contribution for new generator to real roots here. So no contribution here just means this is equal to zero. Right? But unfortunately, if alpha is the imaginary roots, I have no idea how about this number. But anyway, I know this is a positive number. Anyway, this is new, some of the more contribution to older ones. So, yeah, I will prove this one. Okay, that's a second story about this one. Then, of course, here it just means cut. Yes, I will say more. And the next lemma say that if you remember what is eta lambda, eta m, this is in fact depend on Q. Eta is just the margin of that. The how large of the margin of that one, and this is the dimension of that margin space, okay? Then let's say this is a, we prove this is a polynomial in Q with rational coefficients. This is polynomial. And then I get the statement that you said, that same like this one, but it is a little bit different with yourself, what you say. You say theorem cuts conjecture hold. No, I couldn't prove this one. I say, cut conjecture holds if and only if this polynomial here divided by Q. No, but because this is a coefficient in a rational one, I couldn't say divide by Q. But I can say the constant term. This means that this one equal to zero. Okay? If this is a integer numbers, they're the same as you said. But really we have example, this is rational number here. So just this one for any new generators. Okay. So, and finally, I still have some minutes. Okay, finally I give an example. No, they have very close relation, but I couldn't write down exactly the formula for them. Because there are many steps to contribute to this the P. But only one step. The first step contributes some, and then the second step contributes some. Okay, I couldn't write down exactly. Okay. Yes, I write down. So for affine, this anything here is clear. I write down what is the number here. Okay, just I want to give an example of that. Or we choose Q, a fine quiver. And then what is this polynomial here? Take just this one. Here the phi is the Euler function. Many Euler, but a different thing. Euler function. Euler function is the number of integers no more than this is some like this one. So this is a, and also I want to say use this I don't know how find that. Yes. Also I want to say use this Zingo algebra, and if we consider example of this UQ from this cube, okay, then you can write down Springfield relation. The Springfield relation I write down here maybe. Minus a square is equal to 2 minus in fact, this relation use the whole algebra to check this one by Kaplow. And also you can find the details to explain this one in that the paper about Bauman and Kasser. And another relation relation is C half. I forgot how to write down this one. Okay, but anyway, this relation really, I checked. Here, and this is a. This calculation is first given by the Poisson, also by the I Chen. He's sitting there. But I think for both guys, they don't realize their calculation gives the one part of the Greenfield relations. Okay, so I just means use the word, you really can verify some very difficult relations in quantum group. I'll stop here. Thank you very much.
You mentioned that
Yes. In the whole algebra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Just here. But of course you should understand what say this formula. Of course that's a difficult formula, okay, by the way. No, I couldn't find that. What that means, the formula. Okay. Good. For example here, co-multiplication here. And you have this U lambda. Lambda is module over quiver. Okay? And then what is the co-product here? They say use this lambda, this is G alpha beta. G alpha beta means the beta is a submodule of lambda. And alpha is a quotient module of lambda. Then you have some diagram about this one. That means you just the counting how many exact sequence, roughly speaking, how many exact sequence from a submodule to this lambda and then quotient module equal to alpha. So something like this one. This is just good. Also you have a meaning about this antipode. The first split is that and then you extend it back. But there is a lot of information happens here. Just like something like this. Good. Thank you very much.